business services of the LRCC, which is the Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce. And he's on the other end of our line. Brent, how are you?
Good. Good morning, Tony.
Well, the state is has a new initiative called, which involves you, and you're going to try and partner with the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, more specifically, the Pure Michigan STEP program, the State Trade and Export Promotion. Tell us about this.
Yep, the Michigan Economic Development Corporation applied for and received a grant from the U.S. Small Business Administration for about $1.5 million. MEDC matched that grant with about $1.9 million. So the purpose is to increase exports for Michigan companies and to increase the number of jobs affiliated with that.
How do you plan to do that?
Well, a big portion of it, close to two-thirds of the funding, will be used for direct cash incentives for companies to increase their export activities. So if they're going to participate in a new international trade show or go on a foreign sales call to pursue new exporting opportunities, then they can request reimbursement up to 50% for that expense.
All right. And how many businesses do you anticipate may take advantage of this program?
Well, our goal, we've set a lot of milestones and target numbers, and our goal is to have about 700 companies around the state of Michigan to participate in this program and leverage the dollars that we have available.
Now, the Lansing Chamber has been selected to host the Central Michigan Regional Export Network, which consists of many counties from around the area, correct?
Yeah. That's correct. We have a 19-county service area. So we'll be out and about promoting the program and helping businesses assess their readiness to export. If they're just interested in doing that, there's training available, also dollars to help with that. If they've exported, a lot of companies do it accidentally, you know, where they might just react to an internet inquiry and ship something to Canada or Mexico or overseas. But if they're interested in doing it more intentionally and having a proactive export strategy, we can help them with that. Then, of course, there's companies that I call expert exporters that have been doing it for years. They're in, you know, many countries, but we want to help them explore new markets that they may not be in and find ways to increase their export volumes. So new distributors, new sales agents in those foreign markets that they may be in, but find ways to increase export capacity.
What goods and services will be the hottest? What can we look to hear about that will be taking advantage of this soonest?
Well, you know, most of it is manufacturing products, stuff that's made right here in the greater Lansing area and in Michigan. Michigan knows manufacturing. Also, agriculture is hot. So there's dollars targeted to increase ag exports. But, you know, a lot of the stuff that we're doing now, and there's some young entrepreneurs, importers, exporters that are getting into the game. We want to help those people, too. So as they grow, they're creating jobs right here in our region. So as far as what industry-specific or major materials that will be exported, Neogen is a great example. They do food safety products. We have Plaz Labs right here in town. They make chambers for bio testing. So Airlift, they make air lift systems for cars. So, you know, there's a lot of companies that are here already doing it. Spartan Motors is another great example that are doing it already, and we want to help them get even better at it.
All right, Brent Case is the Vice President for International Business Services for the Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce. For folks who want more information about this program, where can they go, Brent?
They can go to lansingchamber.org and click on our international trade site.
All right. Appreciate your time. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Tony.